SodaStream markets itself as a green alternative to bottled carbonated water. It sells carbonation cartridges, reducing the demand for disposable beverage bottles. Yet, SodaStream is criticized by human rights activists for manufacturing products in an illegal Israeli settlement in the West Bank. Jennifer Bodnarek is part of a local campaign, Say No to SodaStream, Say Yes to Human Rights. She's been involved in social justice causes for almost 20 years in the area of women's issues, anti-war organizing, and anti-poverty work. She's been advocating on behalf of Palestinian causes for the past 5 years, and she joins me now in the studio. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you, Karen.
Can you talk a bit about, firstly, about your concerns that the product SodaStream that's being sold in Winnipeg is actually mislabeled?
Certainly. We do know it's mislabeled. SodaStream's main manufacturing is in Mishra Duman, located in the West Bank. It's in illegal territory, and it's not considered to be part of Israel. That is, according to the international community. So that is where they do the majority of their manufacturing. Now, in order to get the tax incentives and the export incentives that Israeli companies receive, they do label it as made in Israel. That is becoming a problem, though, as more and more human rights groups, activist groups are becoming aware of this, and they are actually demanding that when the product is exported, that it be labeled as being made in the occupied territories. This is something that South Africa is now demanding of SodaStream, as well as other illegal settlement goods, that they be labeled as being made in the occupied territories, and then consumers can decide if they want to purchase this or not.
And a European court actually found the company guilty of fraud, did it not, for mislabeling?
That's correct, yeah, for labeling the products as being labeled as being made in Israel.
The international boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement and anti-war organizations, including Code Pink, have organized against SodaStream. How does the company support the presence of Israeli settlements in the West Bank?
Well, first of all, they do receive tax incentives, tax breaks for basically operating there. As well, they are located in Mishra Duman, which I do believe is the largest illegal settlement. It's connected to Maila Duman, which is a residential settlement. Together, they make up part of what's called like the E1 sort of section that basically cuts off all movement of people. It's very difficult for Palestinian people to get around. They've also used all the resources. So trees have been cut down and grazing areas for Palestinian shepherds and farmers have been destroyed in order to put up these industrial parks that then operate illegally.
And have you heard anything about the conditions in the factories, what sort of conditions workers are working under?
Well, what I have read is an organization, which is an Israeli organization that actually advocates on behalf of Palestinian workers, Kavla Ovid, has said that the SodaStream factory, they have seen many workers over the past few years being fired and dismissed without pay. And they have had to go to court in order to get these workers compensated. Some of the workers as well were fired because they did organize actions and strikes. They're not allowed to unionize, but they have taken certain labor actions, and these workers have not been rehired when they've been fired, even though the issue has gone like to the courts. The workers that have been dismissed for organizing were not rehired.
And so you have started a local campaign against SodaStream, and I know you're involved in contacting local businesses and trying to give them information about it. For people listening that do want to support your campaign, what can people do?
Well, number one, I would say, is please do not buy this product. SodaStream is produced illegally in the West Bank, and when you purchase it, as consumers, we're then complicit in illegal settlement building and supporting that. So definitely do not buy SodaStream. The other thing you can do is go to our petition. It's on gopetition.com, and just search for Say No to SodaStream, Say Yes to Human Rights. And we are possibly looking at having an action at a retailer within the next 10 days or so. Just an action outside a retailer, leafleting people as they go in, stopping, asking them if they do know about SodaStream, just to get the word out there. Because the problem is, it's labeled as made in Israel. People do not know what they're buying. They do not know that this is an illegal settlement product. And so how do consumers know? And this is about power, about us making our own decisions about what we want to support. And we do not want to support illegal settlement goods in our community. We have the Human Rights Museum coming. And, you know, Winnipeg should not be involved in supporting this product, SodaStream.
And I know there's a store in my neighborhood. It's a smaller local store, it's Humboldt's, that does sell this product. And I know they promote it quite heavily. You know, they advertise outside it as being a green product. And I do think a lot of people who are buying it are buying it for the right reason. They're buying it because they want to reduce their purchase of bottled water, and they don't want to be purchasing things like soda water. So I think this is a really important message that you're getting out.
Well, and when you think about the environmental issue, as you just said, Karen, that is part of it, but these products are actually shipped like over the ocean in a container ship to bring to us here in North America, and then shipped across the Canada and the U.S. probably by truck. So that's a lot of fossil fuels, and that's a lot of fuel for shipping. So how much of a green product is it really? And then the other thing is, Manitobans have a very low rate of recycling. And the syrup bottles that come with SodaStream, they are plastic. Now, they are recyclable, but whether or not people are recycling those syrup bottles in Manitoba, how would we ever know that? I mean, that bottle is recyclable, but, you know, you can't reuse it.
Well, thank you very much for coming in today and talking about the campaign.
Oh, you're welcome. Say no to SodaStream, say yes to human rights.
I've been speaking with local activist Jennifer Bodnarek, and there is a petition against SodaStream. As she said, it's at gopetition.com, and it's listed under Say No to SodaStream, Say Yes to Human Rights. And you're listening to Mud and Water, mudandwater.org on CKUW 95.9 FM.